Welcome to Earth's Tree News, news about forest issues from all over the world. In Australia, there were 12 more arrests in Bodalla Forest. In Gulaga, there were 7 more arrests. These arrests are forest activists who are creating road blockades and trying to prevent the timber industry and the Australian government from cutting what little remains of the unprotected native forest. In California, a place known as Xanadu by some, it's called Rancho Guijito, and it's Southern California's last undivided Mexican land grant. It's 3 miles wide and 12 miles long, and it was owned by a very rich man who has since passed on, and his family is now fighting over control of this prized possession. So far, it has not been developed, and it's a very beautiful area full of all the different species that originally occurred in Southern California prior to development. In Santa Cruz County in California, the Board of Supervisors approved by a vote of 3-2 a ban on all logging on properties that are 40 acres or smaller. This is related to the inability of the California Department of Forestry to adequately monitor and protect forests during logging operations. In the Great Water Forest in Mexico, Aldo and Mizel Zamora were ambushed by 4 people who are the sons of illegal loggers in the Santa Lucia Ocellan in the state of Mexico. Aldo didn't make it, he was killed. And Edifonso Zamora, the father of Aldo, in a press conference demanded that Felipe Calderon, president of Mexico, act immediately to arrest Aldo's killers and guarantee the security of the Ildefonso family, who has been very outspoken and has made great efforts to organize to defend the forest. In South Korea, an 840-year-old ginkgo tree that's been worshipped by many residents has been given a little more room for its roots. 2 apartment buildings are to be removed, so worshippers and those who pray at this tree have more space, and so the tree will continue to live. The Seoul government in 1968 designated this tree in need of protection, but its health has been damaged by development. So with approval from the residents, the district government has spent $4.3 million to demolish the 2 buildings. Malaysia and Indonesia have agreed on a comprehensive plan to counter anti-palm oil activists in Europe and North America. Palm oil, of course, leads to the destruction of primary rainforests in Indonesia and Malaysia, and anti-palm oil campaigners have succeeded in reducing the amount of demand for the multi-billion dollar industry of palm oil production. In New Zealand, the Minister of Agriculture and Forestry said that of the 12,900 hectares of forest that were cut down for commercial harvest, only 1/3 of them were replanted. The World Wildlife Fund is the world's largest ancient forest logging apologist, actively promoting questionable certification in order to allow logging in Guyana, Russia, and many of the world's great last endangered forests. For many years, the International Conservation Group, WWF, has supported the Forest Stewardship Council certification that allows first-time logging of ancient and primary old-growth forests and calls it sustainable. Environmental destruction proceeds apace in spite of all the warnings, the good science, the 501c3 organizations with their memberships in the millions, the poll results, and the martyrs perched high in the branches of sequoias or shot dead in the Amazon. This is not because of a power, a strength out there that we must resist. It is because we are weak and fearful. Only a weak and fearful society could invest so much desperate energy in protecting activities they are equivalent of suicide. For instance, trading carbon emissions credits and creating markets and greenhouse gases as a means of controlling global warming is not a way of saying we're so confident in the strength of the free market system that we can even trust it to fix the problem it creates. No, it's a way of saying that we are so frightened by the prospect of stepping outside of the market system on which we depend for our national wealth, our jobs, and our sense of normalcy, that we will let the logic of that system try to correct its own excesses, even when we know we're just kidding ourselves. The delusional strategy is embedded in the Kyoto Agreement, which is little more than a complex scheme to create a giant international market in pollution. Even Kyoto, of which we speak longingly, oh, if only we would join it, is not an answer to our problems, but a capitulation to it. So concerned it is to protect what it calls economic growth and development. This concludes the 200th edition of Earth Tree News. To learn more about Earth Tree News, go to oliecology.livejournal.com. The music is provided to you by Nawang Kajong and Carlos Nakai.